The way to the treasure of all. The way to the treasure of all. The pathway to success. The pathway to success. The pathway to success. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, we say marhaba, welcome. Welcome back to our silsila, the pathway to success. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, today we will discuss the topic, knowledge is light. Knowledge is noor. So first and foremost, let us make some good intentions. As usually, Shaykh Tariqat Amil al-Sunnah gives us that mindset that always making good intentions whenever you are going to do any Islamically permissible deed. He quotes a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah that Piyari Aqas sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyatul muqmini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, I'm going to make good intentions. You also make good intentions. First and foremost, our intention, Islamic brothers in the studio, we are making intention that inshallah azza wa jalla, whatever we're doing here is for the sole pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn from these Madani pools, we also try to be practical upon it. You also make intention, inshallah azza wa jal, that you will try to grasp maximum amount of knowledge and maximum amount of Madani pools and try to be practical upon it and try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters out there, inshallah azza wa jal. When we hear the name of Allah, make intention that we will praise Allah in the form of Azza wa Jalla, in the form of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. We hear the name of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. Recite alayhi salam. When we hear the name of Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When we hear the name of Sahabiya Rasul radiyallahu ta'ala anha. These are some beautiful intentions one can make when inshallah azza wa jal attending an Islamically permissible gathering, when a person wants to make intention for good deeds inshallah azza wa jal. So first and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood and salam upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Shaykh Tariqat Amiri ala sunnat Hazrati Alama Mawla Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Mu'aliyah, Allah grant him a long life and good health. In his famous book Faizan al-Sunnat, the chapter of Faizan al-Durood al-Salam, he quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah that Piyari Aqas sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam said that decorate your mahfils, decorate your gatherings, your mahfils by reciting durood upon me, because this durood recited in my favor, Piyari Aqas sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam says, will provide a nur for you on Qiyamah inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatam wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala ahlika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. As it is our usual routine, that inshallah azza wa jal, we going to hear the praises of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So also make intentions that when the Qari sahib is going to recite Quran, try to listen to Quran attentively and try to get maximum amount of thawab. And inshallah when he's also going to recite Naat Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you try to join the Naat Khan will get thawab, we will get thawab, and you'll also get thawab in your account. So also try to join the Naat Khan. First and foremost, let us hear a few passages from the Holy Quran. So we request our Qari Sahib, please recite some beautiful passages of Tilawat of Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا وصرفنا وصرفنا فيه من الوعيد لعلهم يتقون. أو يحدث لهم ذكرا فتعالى الله الملك الحق ولا تعجل بالقرآن ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه وقل رب زدني علما. وقل رب زدني علما. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله سبحان الله. Now, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, inshallah we will hear the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Naati Rasul. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا حبيب الله سب سے اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا والا ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلی والا ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا والا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی ہمارا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ قرن بدلی رسولوں کی ہوتی رہی چاند بدلی کا نکلا ہمارا نبی کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ ملک کونین میں انبیاء تاجدار تاجداروں کا آقا ہمارا نبی ملک کونین میں انبیاء تاجدار تاجداروں کا آقا ہمارا نبی کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے بس دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی ہاں دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ جیسے سب کا خدا ایک ہے ویسے ہی ان کا ان کا تمہارا ہمارا نبی سارے اچھوں میں اچھا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اچھے سے اچھا ہمارا نبی اور سارے سچوں میں سچا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اچھے سے سچا ہمارا نبی غمزدو کو رضا مجدہ دی جے کے ہے غمزدو کو رضا مجدہ دی جے کے ہے بے قصو کا سغارا ہمارا نبی بے قصو کا سغارا ہمارا نبی صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ سب سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے والا اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی
سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ what a beautiful rendition of this beautiful naat of ala hazrat imam ahle sunnah ash-shah imam ahmad raza khan alayhi rahmatur rahman subhanallah my dear islam brothers and viewers of madani channel today's silsila we are discussing knowledge is noor knowledge is light in every aspect of our life when we want to reach a certain destination for example a person wants to become a doctor he has to spend 7 to 8 years to gain the knowledge of becoming a doctor likewise a person wants to become a technician in any field he has to spend a several amount of years in that time in that field in order to become a technician likewise if a person wants to drive a vehicle you don't take a vehicle and tell him okay there's the keys take the keys start the vehicle and start moving no as soon as you start the car he's going to meet an accident He needs to know the practical part of how to drive the vehicle. So he has to go for driving lessons. He has to go for theory lessons. He has to know about the road signs. He knows the ifs and buts and the do's and don'ts about how to drive. Likewise, a person wants to become a soldier. You don't just take a gun and say, okay, now go to the army and now go to the borders and start controlling the borders and protecting the borders. No, it's going to be a total disaster. So viewers of Madani Channel, in every aspect of your life, we need to gain the knowledge. And subhanallah azza wa jal, there is one knowledge that whenever you gain the knowledge, each time you gain the knowledge, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enters a noor into the heart. Yes, a noor, a light. That this knowledge that we are talking about is the knowledge of deen. The importance we are talking about is the knowledge of deen. That this knowledge you gain, every time you gain this knowledge, you get one step closer towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You get one step closer towards the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which leads a person towards success of the qabr. It leads a person towards the success of the qiyamah. It leads a person towards the success in the year after. And that is for Jannah, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala.
You know, the title of our topic today is Knowledge is Light. Just a few points why we chose this title, inshallah azza wa jal. It's narrated that Sayyidina Malik radiallahu anhu, he said that knowledge is a light which Allah azza wa jal places in the heart.
Subhanallah.
And based on this, the scholars, they say that, you know, how knowledge is light. That if you go into a dark room and there's snakes and there's scorpions in the room and there's harmful things in that room, there's cockroaches in the room, and you don't know because it's dark, then how would you protect yourself? If you don't have any light, you're unable to protect yourself from the dangers of this world, from the dangers of that room. Similarly, knowledge is like a light for us, which helps us to protect ourselves from the dangers of this world and the punishment of the hereafter. So, knowledge is light. Al-ilmu nur. This is why we chose this title today. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Say, Are those who know equal to those who do not know?
Definitely not.
This is a rhetorical question. That definitely not, as you said. Yes. Immediate reaction is, definitely not when we hear this verse. And in the tafsir of this verse, Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmed Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in tafsir Nur Irfan, he says that in this verse we're being told that the one who knows, the one who has knowledge, is much greater than the one who does not have knowledge. And he says that this proves that the alim, the scholar, is better than the abid, the worshipper. And he says that this is also proven from another part of the Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal narrates the story of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and the angels. Allah Azza wa Jal said to the angels that I will create on the earth a khalifa, a successor. And the angel said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we are here to praise you. We are here to give thanks to you. We are here to make your hamd and your tasbih. What is the need to make a human being who eventually will go onto the earth and later on his descendants, they will shed blood in the land? Allah Azza wa Jal said to them, I know that which you do not know.
Allahumma.
Then Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam alayhi salam, and Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the angels to say the names of certain things. First of all, Allah Azza wa Jal taught the names of everything to Adam alayhi salam. And then Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the angels to inform of the names of these things, to give the knowledge of the names of these things. The angels were unable to. Then Allah Azza wa Jal instructed Adam alayhi salam to tell the names of the knowledge of the names of all those things. And Adam alayhi salam was taught it by Allah Azza wa Jal. He was able to give the answers with his knowledge. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said to the angels, Did you see? Didn't I say that I know that which you do not know? So based on this, Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that the reason why the angels were made to bow down to Adam alayhi salam is because the angels were worshippers, Adam alayhi salam was the scholar.
And there's another, you know, Sayyidina Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahmah, the father of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he wrote in his book that if there's any other thing is best than the ilmi asma, what Allah ta'ala gave to the Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala would have given him, because the malaika, the angels, they are doing the tasbih of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. He wrote in his book that if anything else is better than that, Allah ta'ala would have given them. It means that the ilm is the most best thing amongst the things in this dunya.
And you know, knowledge is that thing which differentiates a human being from other animals. If we see what is special about the human being is ashraful makhluqat. He is the most noble of all creation. Why is that? Is it because of our bravery? No. The lion is much more brave than us. Is it because of our size? No. The elephant is much more greater in size than us. Is it because of how much we can eat? No. There are many animals which can eat much greater amounts than us. The reason why the human being, the insan, is differentiated from other animals as being the greatest, the most noblest, is because of knowledge. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi mentions this in Ihya ul-Ulum. And that's why the scholars say that the true human being is the man of knowledge.
Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful topic. Knowledge is light and light is guidance.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, the rank of the scholar will be 700 level higher than the ranks of believers. Allah. And the difference between the two levels is 500 years from one level to another, just between Allah, two. Allah.
Between a scholar and a
and
believer.
And the believers, 700 years.
Allah Akbar. My dear Islamic viewers of Malayan Channel, we are talking about knowledge. I mean, in every aspect of our life, we need to gain some knowledge. Look, as I discussed in the beginning of the silsila, we're talking about a doctor who needs so many years to study. A person who is a lawyer, he needs so many years to study. And they are an expertise in this field. Believe me, they are engineers, they are doctors, they are professionals, they are scientists, whatever they want to call themselves, they are there. Some of them spend up to 10 to 15 to 20 years of studies, and they know each and every aspect of that department. But when you come to the main department, which is department for the real success of the dunya and the qabr and the hereafter, if you start asking people questions, they don't know. I mean, once I was traveling in UK, I was on a Madani kafila, and in our Madani kafila, we were discussing about the faraid of ghusl. Use the Madani channel, please listen carefully, because we are talking about iman. We are not talking about dunya, we are talking about iman, which is the success for the qabr and the hereafter. An old person seated next to us, he's crying continuously. I'm thinking, no, what did I say wrong in my class about ghusl? What did I say wrong? And after a little while, he takes me to the side of the masjid and he says, I am almost 70 years old. Almost 70 years old, views of Madani Channel. He says, the first time I know what is the meaning and what is the wording of faraid of ghusl. First time. So, you know, we are talking about knowledge of deen, which we are talking about the real. Dunya is for a short while. Yes. Dunya is only for a short while. The reality is that akhirat is for the external life. How much we plan for dunya and how much we plan for the akhirat. How much of knowledge we get for dunya and how much of knowledge we get about Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Because the Madani Channel, I mean, this is our main fault. We are far away from the reality.
And you know, it is stated in Hadith Pak, and the Hadith is quite famous. That Aqaidu Alam sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam have said that Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli Muslim. The seeking knowledge is a duty upon every Muslim. So here we have to understand that something is fard upon us and it's obligatory upon us.
There's not a choice. You know.
There's no choice.
You can do it if you want to, or you don't. If you don't want to, you don't have to. That's not the case. It's obligatory, it's necessary.
It's obligatory.
The knowledge is not only leads to piety or taqwa, but also similarly to the other attribute like generosity, stinginess, backbiting, arrogance, humbleness. Because of only the knowledge, we can differentiate or understand what's this batini amraz or what's the farz ulum. Because of the knowledge only.
If we don't have any knowledge, how will we know if what was coming out of our mouth is backbiting or not?
Definitely.
It's very, very important to learn knowledge.
Views of Malin Channel, you know, we are trying to emphasize. We want you, you know, the whole idea of the silsila is that, you know, we're talking about knowledge is the light. We want you, and also us. I mean, doesn't mean we are seated here that we are complete in knowledge. Nobody is complete in knowledge. Views of Malin Channel, Shaitan is our open enemy. He wants to make sure that it destroys us totally. Like is mentioned in one Hadith Mubarakah, that every day between Asr and Maghrib, Salah, Shaitan takes an accountability from all the shayateen. He calls them in his barakah, in his court. He says, okay, what did you do for the day? He says, no, I did this. He said, okay, very good. What did you do? He says, oh, my master, today I killed somebody. Okay, very good. What did you do? I made this one fight with that one. Okay, very good. What did you do? So each and everyone, he says, one says, I did a robbery. He congratulates each and everyone in the work. You did a very good job today. You did a very good job. Oh, you did the best job. And then all of a sudden, one comes and says, oh, my master, today a person was going out to the madrasa to gain the knowledge of deen. He was going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala to gain the knowledge of deen. So I distracted him and I stopped him from going to the knowledge of deen. Oh, Shaitan gets out of his throne. And he hugs him and he embraces him. And he kisses him and says, you have done the greatest job. People, all the other shayateen, they are so upset. They said, now, I come, one made the guy commit murder, other one made commit robbery, other one commit rape, or whatever they wanted to do, so many things. And you, only you stopped a person from going to the madrasa. And you got so much of status. So Shaitan says, oh my foolish and errant disciples, listen carefully. You know when he stopped the person from getting the knowledge of deen, he stopped a person from getting closer towards Allah Ta'ala. Come, let's go on the dunya and I show you. So they physically, Shaitan comes in a physical form of human, and they go onto the earth, and they're standing outside the masjid. And here comes an abid. Now here the narration comes about the difference between a worshipper and a difference between a scholar of deen. Scholar of deen is scholar of deen. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now abid goes past. And Shaitan comes to Abid and says that, you know what? I want to ask you a question. He says, look, I'm in a hurry for namaz. Please, don't disturb me. You are disturbing me. I'm rushing towards the masjid. He said, no, please just tell me. I want to ask one masala about some question about deen. He says, tell me, is it possible for Allah Azza wa Jalla to put the entire world into the head of a needle? This guy said, you're a stupid guy. Get away from me. And Abid walks into the masjid. And now here comes Imam Sahib. Imam Sahib with knowledge of deen, and he's full of knowledge of deen, and he comes forward, and mashallah Azza wa Jal, now Shaitan starts to tackle him. There's a difference between abid and difference between alim ad-deen. He says, okay, sir, I want to ask you a question. He says, yes, what is the question? Humbly answer, what is the question? He says, tell me something, is it possible for Allah Ta'ala to take the entire whole world and put it to the needle, the head of this needle? He smiles and he says, you must be Shaitan the accursed. undoubtedly in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, there is no impossibility. If Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala wants, Allah Tabaraka can take all the old worlds and put it through that head of a needle. So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, this is where you're talking about the difference between an abid, a worshipper, and a person who's gaining the knowledge.
There's actually a beautiful hadith about this topic actually. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَقِيهٌ وَاحِدٌ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ أَلْفِ عَبِدٍ. One faqih, one scholar, is more severe upon shaitan than 1,000 worshippers.
Allah.
1,000 abids. And you know, there's actually, reminded me of another story, that it's narrated that two brothers, they both decided that we're going to go and seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and see who can get the closest to Allah Azza wa Jal. They had a competition. And they said that we'll go out, seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we'll meet back after a certain amount of time, and we'll see how we got on. So one brother, he went out in the search of knowledge. He went out in the search of knowledge, he went to the scholars, and he started seeking ilm-e-deen. And the other brother, he went into the jungles without knowledge, and began to just worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And what happened was, the one who, without knowledge, went out to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, when he was in the jungle, he accidentally stepped on a rat. And when he stepped on the rat died. And now he was, you know, I came out to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and now one of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal has been trodden under my feet. What can I do now? How can I compensate for it? So he picked up his hat, picked up the dead rat, and placed it inside to compensate for it. That's what he thought, without knowledge. And then he continued doing whatever acts of worship he had planned for himself. Later on, he met up with the brother. He met up with the brother and said, what did you do? They told each other the stories. One brother, he went to seek the knowledge of deen. He said, I've learned this knowledge. I've gained this status in ilm deen. I went to this scholar and studied these books. And the other one said, this is my story. I stepped on this dead rat. I was worried. I came to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. I harmed the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. I must repay for this. I must atone for this. So I picked it up and put it in my hat, and then I continued. The brother who went to seek knowledge, he was astonished. He was amazed. What's wrong with you? How did you do that? You had this animal in your hat and you were worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal? Your worship is not accepted. You had this impurity inside you and you were worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal? All of that time has been wasted. Why? Lack of knowledge. Allah. Because of lack of knowledge. And Mufti Qasim Sahib, Dan Pradkatum Aliyah, in one of his bayans, he was mentioning that this is the case for a lot of people today. For example, people, they save up for years and years and years. They save up money to go for Hajj. The journey of a lifetime. We all want to go for Hajj. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us all on that blessed journey, the Haramain Sharifain. And they save up for years and years, and they put the money together, they arrange for their family to be taken care of while they're away, they take a few weeks, sometimes even a couple of months, off their work schedule, they put everything to one side. But they don't learn the knowledge of Hajj. They don't take time out to seek that ilm deen. All of that journey, they go there, they don't fulfill the faraiz, they miss out the wajibat, some dam is wajib upon them, and they don't even realize it. They're not in the right places at the right time. They should be in Arafat and they're not there. The time they should be in other places, Mina, Muzdalifah, they're doing other things. Why? They should have just taken out a few days to gain that knowledge and then go. Then the benefit would have been much greater.
My dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, like, you know, at the moment we are seated here, MashaAllah Azawajal, you know, we've been with the introduction of the silsila, we've been telling you that MashaAllah Azawajal, we have Islamists from UK, we have Islamists from MashaAllah all the way from Mauritius. You know, in each country there's a different situation, especially in South Africa where we come from. You know, we have a lot of people that embrace Islam. Yeah. They come into the fold of Islam and they are desperate. Once they come into the fold of Islam, now you must know they are totally, you know, on a 0 kilometer zone. They need to know, because they are watching us doing the, you know, worship of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. We are making sajda, we are making wudu, you know, we are doing this, we are making tilat of Quran. They are wondering now, because the foreign language is now Arabic, or all of a sudden Arabic is in front of them, and they are hearing Allahu Akbar, then they are hearing the Imam saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and they are hearing, you know, Imam Sahib is saying go down, going ruku. So many things are, you know, different to them. So if, even, you know, in a system wherever we are in the world, if we're not going to prepare the people and prepare a system for knowledge of deen for people, then undoubtedly we're going to be in a loss. That's why today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in South Africa we have a system, and mashallah, Bapajan gave us a system, especially Madani Kafila, and we have special tanbiri courses where we set up for, you know, new Muslims, rebirth Muslims, and they come in, and we first thing focus on one and the most important thing, the farz ulum.
Subhanallah.
Where the person knows about taharat, where the person knows how to make istinja, where the person knows when and when not, when ghusl becomes fard upon him, when a person knows when his clothes becomes napak, how to make the clothes pak, when a person is making wudu, when does wudu break, when is wudu valid. So many things. When is sajda complete? When, how you're supposed to pronounce the Quran. So these are some things, you know, I mean, I'm just starting to talk. We talk a little bit general, because otherwise, basic, everybody knows about, you know, we are talking about knowledge of deen and knowledge is light, yes. But what do we do, you know, viewers of Madani channel, what do we do when we go out there and we want to learn the knowledge of deen, especially for the reverted Muslims? Then what system we have? Yes, the Islamic has a system, whether you're in UK or whether you're in America or whether you're in Pakistan or whether you're in Australia or whether you're in South Africa. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnah gives us this mentality. And this mentality is that knowledge is definitely light and we must move forward and prepare these type of classes. Wherever you are in the world, prepare special classes. If you do not learn the basics of deen, then undoubtedly we are heading for disaster. So,
Aslamba, you know, one of the biggest problems is, just to continue on to this point, is that it's not just the revert Muslims, even those who are born Muslims. You know, we think that because our parents are Muslims, our grandparents are Muslim, we watch them perform wudu, we watch them pray salah, and that's enough for us. We never actually studied it. But if we think about this on a worldly context, nobody becomes a doctor just by watching his father who's a doctor. You know, if your father's a doctor, you don't become a doctor just by watching how he does an operation. You have to go and study. Study medicine, study how to perform the operation, study the functions of the different parts of the body, and you have to go through
an examination.
Yeah, you have to give an examination, and only then you are able to perform an operation.
And our examination, we're not ready.
Us, we just because we've seen somebody doing
sajda. Whole life we're spending 40, 50, 60, 70 years in the dunya, definitely there's an examination after, which is the qabr of the year after.
Allah.
We have not even prepared for that examination, but for the examination of dunya, we are prepared for everything.
Yes, and Aslamba, you know, how much do we need ilm deen? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions of Hanbalis, the imam of one of the four schools of fiqh, one of the greatest scholars of the ummah, he said something very beautiful. He said, people have a dependency, zarurat, for food and water once or twice a day. Some people three times a day. But people have a need, a dependency on ilm-e-deen, knowledge, as much as the number of their breaths.
Allah.
As much as the number of their breaths, that's how much they have dependency for ilm-e-deen. And people only have a dependency of food and water once or twice a day. But the majority of the people, they're spending more time going after their food and water, after their sustenance, which they only need once or twice a day, rather than going after ilm deen, seeking knowledge of deen, which they require as much as the number of their breaths.
Alhamdulillah, in beautiful Madani Maul of Dawat Islami, we get so much opportunity to learn ilm deen, either in the way of Madrasatul Madina Balighan, or Madani Kafale, 12 days Kafale, 3 days Kafale, 12 months Kafale, small courses, Imamat course, Sharia course, Farz Ulum course, then Darul Madina, Jamiatul Madina, and so many departments in Dawat Islami are giving us opportunity to come and learn ilm deen.
In our localities, Dawat Islami is offering this type of services, where you go out there and you spend a few hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, where you get the knowledge of deen, how to perform your namaz in the proper manner, how to recite your Quran in the proper manner, how to perform the ghusl in the proper manner, how to perform the wudu in the proper manner. There are basic classes running daily, which we call Madrasatul Madina Balighan. Likewise, if you want to get more knowledge, then you travel in Kafila for 3 days. And you're looking for more and more knowledge, then you travel for Kafila on 12 days. And you're looking for more and more knowledge, then you travel for 30 days. And if you want to look for more knowledge in your entire life, then join us for the rest of your life. Become Waqf-e Madina, as our Baba Jan says. Allah. And inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, each and every breath will be in the path of Allah.
If only we could get this passion, this enthusiasm for ilm-e-deen, for sacred knowledge that the Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan had, and the followers of the Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan. You know, today we seek happiness, we seek pleasure in so many different things. People are seeking for pleasure, for luxuries, for comforts, and they think that this lies in those things which go against the commandments of Allah. Mm-hmm. You ask them, why are you doing this? For happiness, for enjoyment, for pleasure. But you know, what does true pleasure lie in? It's narrated that when Imam Muhammad, rahmatullahi ta'ala, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, radiyallahu anhu, when he would stay awake all night and eventually be successful in solving an extremely difficult masala, an Islamic ruling, he would say that the pleasure that he was feeling at that time, when he solved that issue of knowledge, when he got to the bottom of that point of knowledge, he said the pleasure that he was feeling at that time could never be felt by the richest princes of the world. And he would say that if a king or a prince was to find out about the pleasure of seeking knowledge, he would abandon his kingdom, abandon his wealth, and come and sit at the feet of the ulama. And somebody once asked Imam Shafi'i, radiallahu anhu, Huzur, what is your love with ilm? How much do you love knowledge? He said, when a new piece of knowledge reaches my ears, every part of my body experiences the pleasure of learning that piece of knowledge. He was then asked, how much is your desire for knowledge? He said, you know how much an extremely greedy person wants money? That's how much I want knowledge. And then he was asked, what is your state, what is your halat in seeking knowledge? And Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu said, if a mother loses her only child, if a mother loses her, imagine that, views of Madani channel, imagine the mothers or the fathers who are out there, imagine you lose your only child. How much desire do you have in the heart of that parent to find that child? Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu said, you know the amount of desire that bees in the heart of that parent to find his lost child, that's how much desire and yearning I have to seek knowledge in my heart.
Allah.
This was their love for knowledge. And us, where are we seeking pleasure? These pleasures of the world, the luxuries of the world, they are nothing.
Tu ata ilm ki bheek karne mere akhlaq bhi theek kar de. تجھ کو فاروق کا واسطہ ہے یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے
Viewers of Madani channel, that Aqaid Alam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also told us the importance of seeking ilm deen. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that whoever takes a path upon which to obtain knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jal make the path to paradise easy for him.
Subhanallah.
It means that if we go to learn ilm deen, actually we are at that time on the pathway to success, pathway to Jannah.
So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, we are now coming to the, we are actually at the end. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learned many Madani pools from different, our Mubalighin, mashallah. But we just end up with one, a beautiful narration that once the beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was addressing some companions, Ali ibn Ridwan. And message came to the beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that one person in your gathering, very soon Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam is going to extract his ruh, to take away his soul, he's going to die. So beloved Rasulullah called his companion next to him and told him that, you know what, this is the message. And it was about Asr time. And now your time is left. You are, within few moments you'll be gone from the dunya. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala, what should I do? When you listen carefully, viewers of Madani channel, please listen carefully. What was the answer of our beloved Rasulullah? He said, oh my companion, seek the knowledge of deen. If there was anything more important than seeking the knowledge of deen, wallahi, our Piyari Aqa, minds and yours and the universal beloved Rasulullah would have definitely advised his beloved companion that, oh companion, do this or do this or do this. No, he said, seek the knowledge of deen. So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, the message that we are giving you, that knowledge is light. Our beloved Rasulullah was sent to give us the knowledge of deen, to give us the knowledge, to give us the knowledge about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to give us the knowledge about Jannah, to give us the knowledge about Jahannam, to give us the knowledge about the realities. So you, please wake up from your senseless sleep before the angel of death, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, also takes away your soul, takes away my soul. Let's make some good intentions. Yes, you, I'm talking to you. You make some good intentions. I'm also making some good intentions that inshallah azawajal, I will try to gain the maximum amount of knowledge of deen, especially the farz ulum, the basics. You try, I try, we all try. All the viewers of Madinah channel, you all make intention inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Knowledge of deen will be benefit for us in the dunya, in the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah inshallah. So we humbly request you to please be connected to only and only Madinah channel. Don't look anywhere else. Put off every other channels. Watch one only Sharia compliant channel. Madinah channel and only Madinah channel inshallah. Wherever you are in the world, join the ijtimaats of Dawat Islami inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's going to be beneficial for us because in the ijtimaats of Dawat Islami we are getting the knowledge of deen. Travel in the Madani kafilas. Wherever you are in the world, you travel the Madani kafilas. Madani kafila is also knowledge of deen. Wherever you are, alhamdulillah azawajal, we have Jamiatul Madina teaching Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters about the knowledge of deen. They are studying Daras and Nizami. They are becoming alim ad deen. This knowledge of deen inshallah azawajal, will make us successful in the dunya, in the qabr, and the year after inshallah azawajal. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Aye Dawat Islami teri doom machi ho. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The way to the treasure of the pathway to success.